From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump sends warning, North Korea reacts. U.S. President Donald Trump has renewed threats to take care of the North Korean nuclear threat amid expectations of a new nuclear test this weekend, prompting a defiant response Friday from a senior official in Pyongyang. North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Han Song-ryol responded, saying the U.S. comes with reckless military maneuvers and then they will confront it with North Korea's own preemptive strike. A day earlier, Trump had responded emphatically to reports that North Korea is poised to detonate an underground nuclear device as early as Saturday to mark the anniversary of the birth of the nation's founder, Kim Il-sung.
I don't know if this sends a message. It doesn't make any difference if it does or not. North Korea is a problem. The problem will be taken care of.
While Trump's remark was taken as a threat of military action against the North, Trump added that China is working very hard to defuse the international tension over North Korea. And he says that he is hopeful. Afghanistan says a massive bomb dropped Thursday by a U.S. warplane killed 36 members of Islamic State group and destroyed a large cache of weapons. A statement released by the Afghan Defense Ministry Friday said there were no civilian casualties in the attack. The 10,000-kilogram bomb, known as the mother of all bombs, was dropped on an Islamic State bunker complex in northeastern Nangarhar province of Afghanistan on Thursday. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's office said the operation took place in coordination with the Afghan Security and Defense Forces. Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai, however, strongly condemned the use of the bomb on Afghan soil. General John Nicholson, the top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, said his decision to deploy the bomb was done in communication with officials in Washington. This is VOA News. Civilians and rebels in four besieged Syrian towns have begun a coordinated evacuation in a deal struck by rebels and the Syrian government. On Friday, people were fleeing the opposition-controlled towns near Damascus. Thousands of residents are also expected to leave pro-government towns for government-held Aleppo. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights has confirmed the beginning of the evacuation. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is remaining defiant in the midst of widespread accusations that his government carried out a deadly chemical attack last week. Assad told the French news agency AFP the chemical weapons airstrike on Khan Sheikhoun earlier this month was a fabrication to justify a U.S. military strike, an attack that Bashar al-Assad said did not diminish the ability of his forces. He added that Damascus handed over all its chemical weapons back in 2013. Monitoring groups say Assad's forces, along with Russia, have escalated the attacks. Friday marks 3 years since Boko Haram kidnapped 276 girls from a school in the northeast Nigerian town of Chibok. Some of the girls have escaped or been freed through negotiations, but most of the girls are still missing. President Muhammadu Buhari says that talks to free the remaining girls continue, but activists and parents of the Chibok girls say the government has failed them. Chika Adua reports from Abuja.
To date, the Nigerian government has not found any of the 276 schoolgirls who were kidnapped. 57 of them escaped from Boko Haram. 3 of them were found by locals. With the help of the Red Cross and the Swiss government, the Nigerian government did recover 21 of the girls last year. Boko Haram has attacked Chibok a couple of times. 19 parents of Chibok girls have died, having never gotten to see their daughters again. A poet recites a poem for the Chibok girls and all the other Boko Haram abductees who are still missing.
For the earth shook yesterday.
Chika Odua in Abuja for VOA News.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The new U.S. spy chief blasted the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks in his first public comments, labeling it a hostile intelligence organization out to damage the U.S. as much as any terrorist organization.
It's time to call out WikiLeaks for what it really is: a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia.
CIA Director Mike Pompeo went on to call WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange a darling of terrorist groups. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.